This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with my good friend, wonderful brother in the Lord, Anthony Fiola. Anthony is the director of adult discipleship at Christ the King Parish. He's had a lot of experience in the whole area of helping people not only come to know the Lord to conversion, but to walk with them and help people come into a life of discipleship that is walking in the way of Jesus. And this is the top priority. This is why the church exists, you know, to make disciples, to make followers of Jesus. And Anthony's got a beautiful way of concretely expressing it and helping people lay hold of it. So welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And I also want to mention Anthony's family. He's married to a wonderful woman named Anna, who together they've really walked in the Lord, and they have five beautiful children. And he's also been a model, just to say, how do you live out being a disciple in a one way the church talks about is priest, prophet, and king in your own home and these kinds of things. Hopefully tomorrow we can touch on some of that. But let's go back to where we left off yesterday. And friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. All these programs are archived there. You can listen to them whenever it's convenient. And if you're blessed by them, send them on to other people. But also you can get them right here on Ave Maria Radio as well. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, Anthony.
Yeah, I want to start with something you said. You were just kind of naming different areas of our life where the Holy Spirit might touch on, and then Jesus invite us into to allow him to be Lord over. And you mentioned like contraception, things like that. And I would say, yeah, to say that Jesus is my Lord means I'm giving him free reign, free access to every single area of my life in the unseen world, in those places where nobody sees, and in the public, you know, life. So it's all of it. It's all encompassing. And I know, you know, I had mentioned a little bit of my testimony a few days ago when Jesus just really rescued me out of a life, several years of just sinful living. And one of the things that had crept in actually at a pretty young age was pornography. I was exposed to it when I was really young and struggled with lust and really addiction to lust in that area for many years. And when I was touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that I described it the other day when I was up in my brother's bedroom and the power of the Holy Spirit came over my life, there was a real deep deliverance and healing that happened, just instantaneous in terms of my desires. The desires were, because the Holy Spirit has desires. Galatians 5 talks about this, that the desires of the Spirit are fighting against the desires of the flesh. The sinful nature, that concupiscence, that tendency to sin. And I remember after I came back to the Lord and I was seeking him and wanting his will in my life, one of the things the Holy Spirit pointed at was this area of lust. That, yeah, there was a deliverance and a freedom, a definite healing that began to happen, but there was more, and I felt like he was inviting me into a deeper life of holiness and to completely separate myself from all of those things that were causing me to fall into a lustful lifestyle. And again, tying in what we've been talking about, it was when I was reading scripture where this pierced my heart. And this was also in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And then he goes on to say, "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Throw it away. It's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell." And again, Jesus here he's making a very radical statement. We call it hyperbole, to get our attention. And in the context, I believe what he's saying, you can correct me if I'm wrong, do whatever it takes to be free from sin, specifically sexual sin. And I remember the Holy Spirit just piercing my heart about this. And he invited me into a challenge. He said, "I want you to stop watching movies that have intimate scenes in them." Just cut those out of your life, because they were something that helped, that really fed this fire of lust in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember saying okay. I said, okay, Lord, if you give me the grace and you help me, I will. And I went for a very long season where I didn't watch any movie. I just cut it all out of my life because that's what I decided to do. I'm not saying everybody has to do this, but I just kind of went in this radical, I'm not going to give place to this. And I began to really just replace any of that time that I would have done there with the Word of God, reading scripture, reading spiritual books, and pouring into my life with the Lord. To this day, I live by that standard. If I watch a movie, I will read first what's in it. And if it has certain scenes in it that I knew were an issue for me years ago, I won't watch it. And I just feel like that's something the Holy Spirit invited me into. And it was kind of like what Jesus was describing here. I was cutting off something in my life that was causing me to fall into sin. I don't know what that is for you who are listening, but there's things in your life that the Lord, he may have already revealed, and you're procrastinating responding to it because it does require to pick up a cross of some sort. Or he will eventually reveal something that's going to help you grow in a deeper holiness. And when he invites you into it, if you say yes to that, I'm not saying it's going to be easy and you're going to have all these euphoric feelings all the time. There's going to be that life of the discipline of a disciple, saying yes, but constantly asking the Holy Spirit to come to help, and you depend on him and you ask him for the grace to keep growing in holiness. You keep prioritizing the spiritual life. Galatians 6 talks about if you sow to life in the spirit, you will reap everlasting life. If you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. So it's important. I think part of being led by the Spirit is, you know, saying yes to that conviction to feed myself with what is going to produce life in the Spirit.
Yeah, and I think one of the passage comes to my mind from Proverbs as you're talking in our relationship to the Word of God. It says, do not rely on your own understanding. And so I think this is where we can get trapped. We trust our unrenewed mind. So like we're on vacation up north this year, and we noticed our family vacation this summer, all the weed shops that are open, the marijuana shops and all that stuff that are open everywhere. You know, it's unbelievable how many are there. And what that means is a lot of people are making decisions to say, I need this experience to be happy, to sleep at night, whatever it is. And so I'm going to, in the logic of our mind, we think that makes total sense. And that we should just do that. And we kind of alter our conscious state and we do these different things because we want to escape. We want to keep escaping from a feeling we don't want to have in life, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, what the Holy Spirit does is helps us to realize what those feelings are really all about. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Now, this longing for intimacy, this longing for peace of mind, this longing for companionship, all of that ultimately is a longing for union with God that only God ultimately can satisfy. But in our concupiscent sinful nature, we act on those God-given desires apart from God's love. And we look to these other things to satisfy and to bring us peace. When ultimately it's the Holy Spirit helps us to reorder those things.
Yeah.
To say, wait, I know why I'm attracted to that beautiful woman, because she's created in the image and likeness of God. And she is a reflection of glory. She's a reflection of what I'm ultimately made for. And you could just apply that to so many other things. I'm searching for peace. I'm searching for joy. I'm searching for
ecstasy and experience.
Experiences.
Like that whole ecstasy outside of, the word means outside of oneself. I want to get out of myself and what I'm feeling about myself. I want something more. And so I think, you know, just what the whole entertainment industry is built on that, you know, and the capacity, like for concerts, I'm not saying you don't go to concerts. I'm just saying the capacity to absolutely take people to another place. You know what I mean? But we want that so much in our daily life. And so when we have things where we're inordinately attached to them that don't help us, like say, I can't live without, you know, a few drinks and being buzzed a little bit each day. I can't do that. You know what I mean? So we're not free. So the Lord's going to come to us at some point and say, look, you're my disciple, you're my son, I want you to be free. You need to turn away from that, right? It's another word for repentance, turning away,
yeah,
and surrender it to me. It's like, I don't know if I can live without this. So those realities become idols and we're trapped and we're not living in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And then there's that moment again, can I trust God? Is this really going
to
work?
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Yeah, because these areas that the Holy Spirit is helping us to allow Jesus to be Lord over are areas that we're still Lord over. And we're not, there's a lack of trust in the goodness of our Heavenly Father somewhere there.
Yeah.
So I'm not willing to give it up. And, you know, it's the original sin. I want to be God. I want to be in charge. I want to be Lord. That is the fruit of sin, mm-hmm, in our life. And the Holy Spirit is saying, no, climb up with Jesus on that cross. Stop kicking and screaming and be crucified with Christ. Because nevertheless, you will live. But it won't be you, it would be Christ living in you, which is what St. Paul says in Galatians 2. And that's when we rest.
Yeah. And there might be people listening who maybe stumbled onto the show, maybe, and they can sense the dynamic, you know, that we're talking about kind of in their own life. And they say, yeah, you know, I was Catholic once, but I didn't experience anything. You know, like I wasn't even looking for all kinds of feelings. I just didn't. It was just seemed like a bunch of rules and it seemed like rituals and never really connected with me. And I thought, I don't want to live this way. So in essence, what they're saying is they never really come to the lived experience of knowing the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, the transforming power and the power of revealing the Word of God to us and revealing the person of Jesus to us and the heart falling in love with the Father and in the Son, you know, new loves and new energy and all that. They've never tried it, so to speak. They've never known it.
Yeah.
And so I think what we're describing this week, friends, we just want to share with you that all the promises of what Jesus gave to us, really the whole scripture, but what Jesus gave to us about new life in the Spirit, his promises, I'm going to give you full joy, I'm going to lead you to life, into full life. And it's a process for sure. It doesn't all happen overnight. But we've been hearing all week from Anthony just the reality of your own personal story in that way.
Yeah, and if you're struggling with it, ask God for it. Mm-hmm. Take some time and just be real with the Lord. And say, Lord, I want the real thing.
Yeah,
I want what you want for me. But I need help. I'm not seeing it. Help me out.
Yeah,
just cry out for it. And don't stop.
Yeah. He wants to actually bring us the peace that passes all understanding. And I'd say in my own life, I've known that at times. I've also battled, you know, like not having it, you know what I mean? And just struggling and being able to each time entrust your life to the Lord. And it's amazing how he gets us through things that we used to not have a way through, so to speak, you know, and he allows us to be tested and growing. So anyway, we got one more day tomorrow. This week is just flying by. Anthony will be with us again tomorrow. I'm going to go even deeper into some of these issues of walking in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Thank you so much for being with us. And I've learned some things just talking with you again, you know, just awakened things in the heart again. It's so wonderful to live together in Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.